Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. This is an unusual episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show because my guest and I are going to be speaking primarily to homeschool high school students. If you have a high schooler, or even better, a soon-to-be high schooler, have them join you in listening. But first, I would love to have you subscribe to psychowith6.com/subscribe. That's the number six. What you will receive when you subscribe is the Sanity Saturday newsletter, in which I share one sanity saver for your life. Typically, that sanity saver is related to what's going on in my life. My hope is that you will be able to relate. You'll also get a link to show notes in your inbox every Tuesday. If you're already subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher, the email will remind you to listen to the episodes that most interest you. After today's interview, I learned that my guest and I will both be at the Great Homeschool Convention in Cincinnati. If you're going to be there too, I hope you'll stop by my Grammar Galaxy Books booth. I would love to meet you. If you haven't yet registered, go to greathomeschoolconventions.com. Now for this week's topic, how to make the most of the homeschool high school years. My guest is homeschooled high schooler Noah Tetzer. You're going to be so impressed with him as I was.
Noah, thanks so much for joining me here on the Homeschool Sanity Show. I would love to have you begin by telling us more about you and why your parents chose to homeschool you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Wilson. I'm so excited to be here. It's really an honor to be speaking with you. I'm a huge fan of the podcast, but I'm currently a senior in high school, and my parents started homeschooling me in first grade. So if my math is correct, that would have been back in 2007, somewhere around there. And I had gone to kindergarten. And my mom really felt that the Lord had placed the idea of homeschooling myself and my sister, who is 2 years younger than I. You know, my mom had always been a teacher. She had taught at multiple sort of Christian Montessori schools in the Green Bay area of Wisconsin, where we live. And my mom thought, you know, why should I send my kids to school when I am totally capable of teaching them myself? That was something the Lord had placed on her heart. She didn't know many homeschoolers. She didn't know much about homeschooling at all, but then she really began researching it. And of course, my dad loved the idea. He was on board, somebody who had just launched his own business at the time. And my mom had gone to the library, and she actually happened to find the Wisconsin Parents Association handbooks that sort of explains all of the homeschooling logistics and sort of regulations and rules here in Wisconsin. So she began researching that, and we've been homeschooling ever since.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, thank you. I love that she found what she needed at the library. That's a great place to start, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that is great. Well, today we are going to be talking about how homeschooled high school students can make the most of those years. They are really valuable years. And since you are a senior in high school, you have some, I think, perspective to kind of look back on your high school years and tell us what you think are some of the biggest advantages of being homeschooled in high school.
Yes, I think the biggest advantage of being homeschooled in high school is, you know, high schooling is the high school years are really such a critical time in, I think, any person's life. You know, it's really sort of that point where you transition from childhood into adulthood. And, you know, you have all of these questions churning in your mind. You know, am I going to go off to college and university? Do I want to pursue a path of higher education? Maybe you don't know what you want to do with your future yet. Maybe you want to start a business, or there's a job or an opportunity that you're really excited about. And I think homeschooling during high school really gives you such an excellent opportunity to spend time doing the things that you love. You know, if you're a student at a public school or even a private school, you know, you really don't have much time to think about that and make those decisions. You're in school for, you know, 8 hours a day plus all of the homework. But when you're homeschooled, and I've certainly seen this in my own life, I've had so much time to pursue the things I love. For example, history. I'm a big history buff, a big history guy. That's really my thing. And about a year ago, I started a history podcast called The History of Vikings, and every episode features an in-depth discussion with a historian or a professor from a university, so, you know, Oxford and Yale and Cambridge. But starting that podcast and growing it to the point where it has allowed me to write for academic history magazines and even sort of make a small income doing what I love would have only been possible because I was homeschooled.
Wow.
So I think that's the big benefit of being homeschooled during your high school years.
Well, I know homeschooling moms, and I know right now they're going, wow, that's so cool. So I love that, and I 100% agree with you that it does give our young adults that time that they need to explore their interests and explore the gifts and talents that God has given them. So, okay, I want to shift gears a little bit, though, because now that you are a senior, you have that perspective. And so if you were beginning high school all over again as a freshman, what, if anything, would you do differently?
That's such a good question. Well, so I have been homeschooled since first grade. However, there was sort of a brief turn in that sophomore year of high school, or no, I should say, yes, yeah, so freshman year of high school. So it was freshman and sophomore year of high school. I went to a classical Christian private school for 2 years in, again, where I live in Wisconsin, which was a good experience in that I learned a lot about sort of, you know, what it's like to not be homeschooled. And it was certainly, you know, it was a lovely place filled with many great people, all, you know, servants of the Lord and passionate about teaching the classical model of education and, you know, the great books and everything else. But, you know, again, talking about, in my opinion, the biggest advantage of being homeschooled during high school, when I was at private school, that's obviously literally, I left private school and then started my podcast a few months later. It would never have been possible for me to do that while I was there. And while I'm grateful for the experience, because I've learned so much from being there, I would say that, you know, certainly if I had children, I would have homeschooled them straight through high school and not sent them off to private school. And that's nothing to discredit my parents. I'm grateful for the opportunity and I learned a great deal, but I'm so grateful to be homeschooling again in senior year and for the end of my junior year. But I say if I had to do the high school thing over again, I would probably have not went off to private school because that would have given me more time to explore the things I'm most passionate about.
So you would have begun that kind of journey, that deep dive, if you will, into history.
Yes.
As maybe even a freshman.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And, you know, I'm just going to say, as a parent who sent a child to public school, but that was at his request, you just never know what you're going to do as a parent because there are so many surprises along the way. But that's what I absolutely love about homeschooling is that it gives us the freedom to make choices that are right for each individual child and for our family's circumstances. And it's never do or die. It's never the end. If you decide to stop homeschooling for a while, you can always start back up again.
Yes, yeah. I love that, and I couldn't agree more. And, you know, certainly that was I'm of course referring to this experience in a way that, you know, fit my individual sort of needs as a student. But I'm sure, you know, something like a private school or something else could have been beneficial or more beneficial to, you know, other students, just depending on sort of their passions, you know.
Right, absolutely. All right. Well, I'm just so excited that I'm talking with you, because I'm wanting you to speak directly to our homeschooled high schoolers. What do you think their primary goals during these high school years should be?
I think that the primary goal of high schoolers during homeschoolers during their high school years is, I think if I'm speaking directly to them, I would say, guys, really use these years to discover what you're passionate about. You know, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? High school is such a magical time because you don't have many obligations. You know, you don't really have your own family. You don't have many financial expenses. You don't have too many responsibilities yet, which is such a prime time to really, sort of lay the foundations for whatever you want to do. You know, whether, again, that be starting a business, that be exploring different career opportunities, and not just career opportunities either, just really, you know, discovering the type of person and the type of lifestyle that you want to live, you know, what kinds of things interest you. So I would say really use these years to explore many different things and sort of use the old saying, put your fingers in as many pies as possible. Do all sorts of things that interest you and fascinate you, because if you try something out, you know, whether that be, it could be even something as simple as learning a musical instrument, and you don't like it, that's no skin off your back. You can always try something out. That's what being a high schooler is all about. It's all about trying different things and discovering what interests you in life.
And I think that's such good advice, because sometimes teens can be kind of stubborn and unwilling to try new things because they're afraid they will look foolish, they won't be good at it. So I think your advice is in some sense running counter to maybe the prevailing attitude of some young people. You know, I at least found that when my kids were younger, I could get them to do just about anything. But once they became teens and I said, oh, you know, we're going to go do this, they were immediately trying to assess whether it was going to be fun, worth their time, you know, that kind of thing. So I really do appreciate that you are saying that, because even in the later high school years, at least for my kids, I have my older high school students take college courses at our community college. That takes up a bunch of time. Yeah. And I have them get a job when they turn 16. That takes up a lot of time. So The earlier they can begin to do this exploration and try lots of things, go to different classes, go to different activities without worrying about whether or not it's going to be quote unquote fun or anyone you know is going to be there. This should be an individual pursuit of yours. So I so appreciate what you had to say there.
Thank you so much. No, and I think that's right. I think one of the most unfortunate things that I've seen as a teenager, and I've certainly seen this around, you know, many of my friends, you know, most of, it's not a huge problem. I mean, it is kind of a huge problem among teenagers, not so much homeschoolers. I think so many teenagers are kind of just unmotivated, you know? So I think it's about getting people exciting and really discovering, like, what excites you. So I think that's really awesome that you know, sort of push your kids in a positive direction that way.
Well, I do try. I definitely do try. But I have found that the more it comes from them, the more progress gets made. So I have a son who taught himself to play guitar. I did get him homeschooled group lessons and even individual lessons, but he learned so much more by teaching himself. And the same thing with learning Spanish. When he had a reason to learn it, he was all over it and just excelled and made so much progress so quickly. So, you know, we want to, I think, now I'm going to speak to the homeschooling moms. I think we need to provide all kinds of options for our kids. But once they really latch onto something, we can really allow them to drive and direct their own passions and educational efforts in that area. So, you know, begin with some ideas for them, expose them to a wide range of things, whether it's sports, music, physical, I already said sports, but all kinds of academic interests. You never know what is really going to light their fire. So I love that. Okay, so Noah, what other recommendations do you have for homeschooled high schoolers? How they can make the most of their high school years?
Yes, well, I would certainly say, you know, again, discovering what you're passionate about, trying so many different things. And, you know, you talk about making the most of your homeschool years. So sort of on a different level, you know, talking about being a good homeschooling student, or I would like to use the term being a good member of a family that chooses to homeschool. You know, one thing that I found is, you know, I mentioned before how the, I was been homeschooled since first grade, but for 2 years, my first 2 years of high school, I went to a Christian private school, and then I came back. I did discover that when I came back from the private school, I really experienced sort of a shaky period in the most positive sense of the word, in that it was a time of, you know, really it was like my sister and my mom and my dad as well, but really the three of us have really bonded so much because we've been homeschooled. And I think a lot of homeschooling families and moms and dads know what I'm talking about. You know, you really get to see all the different sides of each member of your family. You get to see when they're doing really well, and you get to see when they're not doing so well. So it's learning to live together and learning to have grace for one another, and sort of just learning to accept each other's differences and each other's strengths and weaknesses. So in terms of making the most of your homeschool and high school, I would say that students should really try to get along with their family members. That sounds simple, but it's really not. And it's listening and learning to one another, because the end goal, I think, for many people listening, you know, should not be to do really well in school, ace all of the SATs and blah, 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 and then go to college and get a good career and make a lot of money. I think the goal is much more higher. The bar is much more set a lot higher than that, in that, you know, our goal should be to be people of excellence and servants of Christ, so that we can know God and make him known, you know, depending on sort of who's listening. But I think those things can really be taught, and it's really something that one can only come to his or herself, and that's just learning from your family members and loving them well as part of your homeschool.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, the 4 years of high school just flies by, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does.
And very soon, if you as a homeschooled high schooler is going to go to college or move out and start a job of some sort, I promise you that you are going to miss your family. Mm-hmm. And even more than missing your family, you're going to be exposed to families who do not have the kind of relationships that you have in your own family. Mm-hmm. I have found with my college students that they came to appreciate our family, our values, the way that we approach education, our obviously our faith, because they meet so many students who don't have that kind of background. And I know that if they could go back and do things differently, they would probably spend even more time with their siblings and with us as their parents. I think they would spend more time working in the church and doing volunteer work because, you know, once you go to college, I have one son who has to get so many volunteer hours in, and it's really challenging to get those in.
Yes.
So, I mean, you have, as Noah was saying, even at the beginning of our conversation, you have so much more time during this season of your life than you will ever have again. And even though it is a lot of time within a particular week, you only have 4 years to make the most of this season of your life. And so we are both encouraging you to really think about what matters to you. And we would hope that it is your faith and your family. And then to think then finally about, you know, how has God gifted you and what are you passionate about? Or maybe you don't even know what you're passionate about, but spend some time determining that. And, you know, read a wider variety of books and attend different talks, go to different field trips. Don't stop going on field trips. I think that is one thing that I would suggest to high school students. I find that a lot of times my teens are kind of groaning and they don't want to go on some of these field trips. But when we do go, it's usually absolutely fascinating, and it's just so exciting to learn something new about, you know, how a particular industry functions or about our community. So I would do that, you know, attend different music performances and theater performances, and just really get a broad education during this time of your life.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Well, that's great. Well, this was really wonderful. And so what I want to know from you now, Noah, is how can my listeners who are interested in history, particularly history of the Vikings, how can they find that podcast of yours? And then I know you have another podcast that would be of interest to all of my listeners. And so I'm hoping you can tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my podcast, The History of Vikings, you can find the website, thehistoryofvikings.com, or you can listen to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts from. And then I've recently launched a new podcast called Lessons from a Homeschooler, and it's a podcast that focuses on history, literature, and education. And every episode is a discussion with sort of a leading expert or a fascinating figure within the homeschooling community. So I just did an interview with Andrew Pudua of the Institute for Excellence in Writing, and we talked about how one should become a great communicator, how one can become a great communicator and an excellent writer, and also sort of advice and reflections from, you know, his 30 years as a homeschooling dad and in the homeschooling world that would really be, I think, interesting to homeschooling high school students that might be listening. And you can find that podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts from as well.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I know I'm going to want to listen to that one for sure. I love Andrew. He is so inspiring. Well, Noah, thank you so much for taking time to share with me. And I know you can't take that time because you're homeschooled, right?
Yes.
Well, this was great. And I hope you will keep me updated on what you are doing going forward because I am expecting great things.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Wilson. It's been just an absolute pleasure, and please continue to keep up the great work that you do.
For links to Noah's podcasts and to related episodes, go to homeschoolsanity.com/make the most. Join me next time when my guest Beth Napoli and I will discuss a sane approach to homeschool screen time. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.